Black voters play a crucial role for any Democrat who seeks to win the White House, but some big divides amongst that bloc and some serious ambivalence could determine who is elected president this November. Listen now on the Code Switch podcast from NPR.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The last time I went to see a show, it was March 12th. The band was the astonishing Irish group called Lancome. I think a lot about how we're all missing shows, about music venues and their ability to survive in this crisis. Search online. There are ways for you to help. And I'm reminded of all this because I just got a cover of Willie Nelson's On the Road Again. It's from the Swedish duo First Aid Kit. And I began to think, listening to the words, that despite the grueling nature of touring, that musicians deeply miss the clubs, the crowds, the fan interaction. I'll let Clara from First Aid Kit take it from here.
We recorded our cover of Willie Nelson's classic song On the Road Again a few years ago, but never released it. When the reality of COVID and no touring this year set in, we decided it was a good time to share this song. We miss the joy of live music and hope that soon we will be able to tour again. The proceeds from the streaming of this song will go to Crew Nation, who are supporting the live music community during this unprecedented time. The video is culled from our tour footage throughout the years. Joanna amazingly edited the entire thing, and it makes us really nostalgic. We hope you enjoy the song, and we can't wait to get on the road again.
One, two, three, four. On the road.
That's First Aid Kit and their cover of Willie Nelson's song, On the Road Again. I can't believe it's 40 years old, that song is. And you can watch the video of First Aid Kit. It's concert footage from them on tour. It's really, really sweet. All at the All Songs Considered website. Speaking of being on the road, this next tune had me imagining a car ride on a warm summer night with the windows down and the music playing really loud. I haven't done that in ages, but that's where my mind went when I heard the chorus to our next tune. It's by Blue De Tiger. Blue De Tiger has been playing bass since she was 7. Now she's 21. She sings, writes, plays guitar, and more. This infectious tune is called Figure It Out.
Don't know what you're saying. You're flying higher than a plane, and I'm not complaining. It's getting too loud. We'll figure it out. I'm out of my brain. You're
t-shirt is ripped and it's all the same. You don't know my name.
What?
It's getting too loud, we'll figure it out.
All mine.
You say you wanna be my all time. You say you wanna be who's that guy. You say you wanna be, but you already had it. And I'm not about it now.
More to the fame,
but I'm never changing. You're getting too loud, we'll figure it out. You're losing your own game. Well, I'm switching lanes
the Danica way.
Started my day up, I can't really wait up.
Blue to Tiger, spelled B-L-U, last name capital D-E, capital T-I-G-E-R. That song is called Figure It Out. I'm going to bring in Serena Turo. She is in a pillow fort deep in Washington, D.C. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Bob. It's good to see you.
And you actually have a song with pillow in the band name, I just realized.
Yeah,
there's a theme
I really
already.
Yeah, the band I want to bring you today is called Pillow Queens. They're a four-piece based in Dublin, Ireland, and they formed in 2016. And I actually first discovered them 2 years ago. I was working on our sister show, World Cafe, and we were scouting out acts for their Sense of Place series in Ireland. And the former World Cafe host, Talia Schlanger, crowdsourced some recommendations from Twitter of who we should go see. And a lot of people told us we had to check out Pillow Queens. Now their debut album, In Waiting, is out September 25th, and it's really spectacular. It's filled with a lot of rousing riffs and really tight harmonies and full force energy and charisma. And the song I want to play is called Holy Show, which I had to look this up. Holy Show is a bit of Irish slang. It means kind of to make a fool of yourself, but with more of like a special tinge of Catholic guilt and shame. and it actually has a really lovely video directed by Kate Dolan, who said that they wanted to depict queer female intimacy that felt true to life. All four of the members of Pillow Queens are queer women, and I really think they nailed it in the video. It feels so special and rare to me still to see bands composed of all women, let alone queer women. And, you know, maybe one day that sensation will wear off, but for now I think that they've captured something really special with this song and with their album. So let's listen to Holy Show by Pillow Queens.
I'm still a baby. If you're still waiting outside, I've got your eyes and cheeks in front of me, filling the space between my thighs. I roll you up and crack you open. Just hanging back in Holy Ghost and apologizing me.
Holy show. That's good.
It's really lovely.
Yeah, never heard of him, never would have. You've been hanging out at NPR for how long now?
It's almost a year, I think 11 months.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, off and on for a couple of years, you know, right. interned twice, actually, and temped a little bit.
At the 930 Club for a little bit.
Yeah, in 930 Club for a couple of years, too.
Yeah. This is your next to last week with us, which we're all sad about. And we wish we could keep you. You want to take us out on one last song?
Man, one last song. This suddenly got a lot more fraught. Yeah, it's funny since it's, you know, nearing the end of my time with NPR Music, I've been thinking a lot recently kind of about the state of music writing and music journalism. And, you know, it had this just breaking point recently where I was just thinking about how useless genre labels are to me as both a consumer and a journalist. I was editing a story over the weekend about Jacob Collier, who's a 26-year-old kind of like prodigy, multi-instrumentalist composer. And, you know, the story was describing his music as classical and folk and rock and jazz and electronic and gospel. And I was like, that doesn't even mean anything to me anymore. You know, unless you're like whipping out a recipe, you're like, you know, a cup of classical and, you know, two teaspoons of folk. You know, at a certain point, it really just doesn't describe the music anymore. And, you know, a lot of music today draws from more than one musical tradition. But to me, like, my main concern is not, like, is this a rock song? Is this a classical song? But is this a good song? And, you know, how does the song make me feel?
Or a song that hits your heart.
Yeah, exactly. And so, to that extent, I've decided that genres are garbage. I'm done with them. I've come up with my own 4-part classification system for music based on how it makes me feel. So I've divided them into feral, yearning, nostalgic, and euphoric. And I would say that that Pillow Queen song, Holy Show, probably fits into the yearning or nostalgic category for me. But this next song I want to play is by Anjimily, and it's called Baby No More.
Can you spell the name of the artist? Because people might want to look it up.
Yeah, it's A-N-J-I-M-I-L-E, Anjimily. And Anjimily is a singer-songwriter based in Boston who writes this contemplative acoustic music that actually reminds me a lot of the singer-songwriter landscape of the early 2000s, which, you know, maybe is because I've been revisiting Mirah's You Think It's Like This, But Really It's Like That, from last month. She had a 20th anniversary reissue. And I've also been listening to a lot of Tracy Chapman, so that'll cloud your thinking, for sure. And yeah, that kind of, like, delicate acoustic music isn't exactly, I don't know, sexy these days, but Anjimily's songs are so well-crafted and have a lot of unexpected production flourishes that feel so fresh and fun that I don't really think it matters what's in vogue. And Baby No More is maybe a bit of a breakup song, or at least one about realizing that love has the power to hurt people, but it kind of sizzles and bounces too much for me to feel anything other than euphoric when I listen to it. And that's really what I'm looking for, you know, as summer comes to a close, like songs that just make me feel good and, you know, feel happy about being alive. I know it's a tough time to be living through, but you gotta, I don't know, look for something that keeps you going.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Serena.
Yeah.
It's been great having you around. And even though around in the last handful of months has been like this on the screen.
Yeah, it's kind of, I never really thought that it would be half remote, but it's been really wonderful. Here's Baby No More by Anjimalee.
Scary. What I done and might do. Mary, you know well I've done you wrong. Heartbreak from the king heartbreaker. Weary, but somehow I'm still alive. So tell me, supposed to hurt you? Am I not supposed to make you cry? Damn, I just don't know good loving the right way. I can't be your baby no more. Can't be your baby no more. I can't be your baby no more. 'Cause I done gone crazy.
That's Anjimalee. The song is called Baby No More. Let's take a break. Be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniel's. Master distiller Jeff Arnett knows there are many elements to consider when making Tennessee whiskey, and each one contributes to its uniqueness.
It's hard to point to one thing at Jack Daniel's that creates its character. It's the water. It's the grain bill. It's the charcoal mellowing process. It's the yeast culture is unique to us. It's a proprietary culture, and it has a lot to say about the flavor of whiskey that it makes.
To learn more about Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Kaylin Ohm grew up in a small town in southern British Columbia. She studied filmmaking. She moved to Alberta, making music videos and fashion films. She began playing music first as a drummer in a garage band and later expanded her musical playing with guitars and keyboards. Then she started an acting career. But I want to call your attention to her project as Amara. It's called Heartspeak, and the song I want you to hear by Amara is called Desert Storm. And I'll let her take it from here.
Hi, this is Kaylin Ohm from Amara. Desert Storm is a song that recounts a situation in my life a few years ago that changed everything I thought I knew about myself, about love, about being human. It speaks on both the early stages of grief as well as the moments of transcendence from those dark spaces that inevitably come with time and with healing. And thank you very much for listening.
When the sun set over the desert, was it me that you tried to forget? When the night fell over the water, we would never be the same again. And it was something that I thought I could find, but no words could have changed your mind. Another river stone for the fire, another woman who just wanted your time. Star shot over the mountain, and you lay with another skin. As a wind tore through the cedars, I would never be the same again. And it was something that I thought I could find, but no words could have changed your mind. Another river stone for time. I guess it felt right. I guess it felt right. Lie after lie after lie. Was it really that hard to say?
That's Amara, spelled A-M-A-A-R-A. The EP she produced with her former bandmate Brock Geiger just came out, and it's called Heartspeak. I'm a huge admirer and lover of the music of Ólafur Arnalds. In 2018, the Icelandic composer wheeled two upright self-playing pianos and generative music software to the tiny desk and performed live with his interactive software. His sense of melody I find to be transcendent. I'm thrilled to have new music from Ólafur Arnalds, and this time with the voice of Icelandic artist JFDR. You may know her work from the band Samaris. This collaboration is stunning. It's a song called Back to the Sky. The music of Olafur Arnalds. The single is called Back to the Sky with the artist JFDR on vocals. I hope to have more news from Olafur Arnalds in the coming weeks. I'm going to go out now with some uplifting music from Sunny Singh. If you've ever listened to Red Barat or seen their Tiny Desk concert, you've heard Sunny's trumpet. Now he has his own project that I'm thrilled to present, and I'm going to let Sunny tell you what's in store. Thanks, everybody. And just a note, we have a listening party with the new Bright Eyes record on Friday, August 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Connor Oberst and members of Bright Eyes will join us. You can find that on the NPR Music YouTube channel. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. And now, here's Sunny Singh.
So this is my version of a Sikh devotional song called Mitr Pyare Nu. My first musical outlet as a child was playing kirtan, which is Sikh devotional music. I would play harmonium, sing, and play tabla, and sing these beautiful poems that really center around love, justice, oneness, and unity, and really tearing down boundaries between all people, all religions. They were written hundreds of years ago, mostly in the Punjab region of South Asia, which is where my ancestors are from. And this track is the first release of a new project of mine, which really reimagines this tradition of Sikh kirtan through the lens that I've developed over the last decade or more as a touring musician with Red Barat and others, playing lots of different styles of music. The refrain of the poem means, go tell the beloved the plight of the disciples, which feels very appropriate in these times, given the global pandemic, escalating structural racism in this country, as well as resistance to it. So for me, coming back to kirtan and to spiritual music more broadly has really grounded me in these tough times, and I hope others find solace in it too. This is Mitr Pyare Nu.
तेरे प्यारे